First, can you tell us what you've seen on film from the Patriots this week?
I've seen they're really good. You know, they got a good team, and all three phases are contributing. That's why they're 3-1. Getting turnovers, not turning the ball over, doing the things that good teams do.
Coach, how much of last year's playoff win will you watch to prepare for the weekend?
Well, I mean, that's you know, going to be in our obviously part of our study, and last year's also the last year's loss up there will be in our breakdowns also.
Can you talk about the way your offense has changed with Bolden and Houshmandzadeh coming in?
Yeah, I think I think it's expanded us a little bit. You know, obviously gives us a couple more guys that can get open against, especially against one-on-one. You know, they can make plays when they're in one-on-one type situations. And I think Joe continues to gain confidence in those guys in critical situations. I mean, until you kind of develop some history together, I think it's hard to know exactly what that is. But you know, you've seen obviously TJ made some plays. He's made a lot of critical plays for us. Third down conversions, obviously the touchdown catch, the 2-minute drive against Pittsburgh. Anquan's actually dominated a couple games. You know, I mean, in terms of numbers with multiple catches. So, you know, that really helps us.
Do you anticipate their offense will change much without Moss?
I don't think their offense will change. You know, I think it'll be the same offense. Obviously, you know, the personality of the offense sometimes, you know, obviously it takes a turn with the different players that you have playing. You know, it kind of goes in one direction or another. But I think they'll run the same plays. They'll just put guys in position to do the things they do well. You know, obviously, they've added guys, the tight ends have made a big difference for them. So their offense is evolving, you know, even with the players that they've added with the young guys.
What do you remember, if anything, of the Brady Branch connection?
Well, I remember in the Super Bowl when I was with the Eagles, they caught a bunch of passes, you know, and it didn't seem like we could get them stopped, unfortunately. That and a couple timely screens, that's kind of, you never forget those kind of things, I guess. But now I think Deion Branch is a game-breaking type guy, you know, is a. Obviously had a couple injuries the last couple of years. Seems like he's, you know, healthy now, and he looks good.
I'm sure you've seen plenty of Brandon Tate on special teams. Have you been able to scout much of him as a receiver? He's a guy who may get increased playing time now that Moss is not here.
Well, you know, we've looked at everything he's done so far, you know, with them, and we knew of him coming out. We'd looked at him in the draft, and we liked him, and. No, he's a guy that, you know, I think he's a speedy guy. He's a game-breaking potentially type guy. He's proven already on special teams, and we're going to have to keep our eye on him.
What is it about his play on special teams, I guess specifically those two returns, that that kind of jumps out at you?
Well, the main thing was they went for touchdowns. It really jumps out of me. Now you got, obviously, I know what you're asking. You look back and you say, why? And I think the thing is that his speed and his vision. You know, he's, you know, Scott does a great job of scheming you up, and he finds weaknesses in what you're doing, and he goes after those things. And Deion, you know, he looks like he's got good vision across the field. I mean, Tate looks like he's got good vision across the field, and he can kind of pick the spot where a guy might be getting out of position a little bit, and he does it really seamlessly. It's not like he's got to stop, start again. He's very smooth and very. He's a quick accelerator, so that's something we're going to have to really deal with.
Is it difficult to translate that type of action into when you're a receiver, though, as opposed to returning a kick?
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, he's a receiver. It's not like, you know, some guys are running backs, some guys are defensive backs, some guys are receivers, you know, guys who return kicks. But he's a young receiver. He was a good receiver at North Carolina. It's not like, you know, he was a guy that couldn't play. He had some injury issues that pushed him down a little bit in the draft, but. I thought he was one of the premier receivers coming out. So he's a young developmental receiver, and I don't see any reason why he, you know, won't be a very good one.
Were you surprised to hear about the Moss trade?
You know, I can't say so because I hadn't thought about it. It wasn't like I was considering, you know, whether that would or wouldn't happen. We got our hands full here, but I think that especially the Patriots, but everybody in the league, but no, they do it probably have done it better than anybody the last decade. You know, they do things to improve their team, short term and long term, and obviously they feel like this improves their team. You know, taking those two things into consideration, all the things that go with it, ultimately improves their team, and that's why they did it.
Their passing game is certainly has a different look to it right now.
Well, yeah, but we don't know what that is because we haven't seen it yet. So you know, that's tough for us. I mean, we're gonna come out there and we're gonna have to defend it for the first time, and then everybody else will have a look at kind of what it's gonna where it's at. But for us, since we don't get to watch practice, we're really not gonna know what it is until we play them.
Can you talk about Ray Lewis? You know, just the influence that he has and the leadership that he brings to your team.
Sure. You know, I think everything you see is real with Ray. That's the thing that impresses me so much being with him these last 3 years. You know, he's become, you know, from a football perspective, I consider him a great friend. He's a guy that, you know, I personally, you know, you get to know a guy and you're around a guy every day, and I admire him and respect him and like him. And he's got an unbelievable passion for every part of football. Not just playing the game, although obviously he loves to play. He loves to study. He loves to mentor the young guys. He loves to pick apart an offense. He's very coachable. I mean, you know, when you give him tips and scheme ideas and things like that, man, he's all ears. And obviously he comes up with ideas of his own as well. So, you know, I think he's one of the all-time greats, first ballot Hall of Famer, but he's one of the all-time great people in football as well.
Is it? How impressive is it that he's been able to sustain the level of play he has for so long?
Oh, absolutely. It's incredible. It's incredible, you know. We played Steelers 2 weeks ago, and James Ferrier was a guy, I think he's one less year than Ray. And so those two, you know, old warriors were going at it. But, man, they didn't look old. They played like kids. And Ray, you know, I'm sure that when the Patriots coaches watch him on tape, you know, you can compare him to what he looked like 10 years ago, but so, you know, he's different. He's different, but I think he's playing as well as he's ever played, ever in his career. And it's, you know, how many guys are able to do that ever in the history of the game?
Doug, what's the dynamic like among your wide receivers? You got some pretty accomplished guys, some veteran guys, Q, Mason, Hushmanzada. What's that room like and just the dynamic on a day-to-day with those types of personalities?
Well, it's really been good. You know, they're all into it. You know, they're all football guys, and you know, I think they have a lot of respect for each other. But they compete, you know, with each other. They compete against the defensive backs. They're just pros, and it's been very positive. You know, and how we like it. We like guys working hard. And we like guys. We're not afraid of guys competing. You know, we like guys who want to get after it and want to do well.
John, after what happened last January, and I guess, for lack of a better way of putting it, the blowout that was in the playoffs, do you think at all about the kind of wounded dog kind of scenario with a team like the Patriots?
Nah, I don't think about their motivation at all. I mean, it's not a concern for us. You know, we know they're going to be motivated. You know, we expect their very best shot. We expect that stadium to be, you know, a tough place to play. You know, we expect to get, you know, to have our hands full. And, you know, we know how hard it is to play them and to play there and what kind of a program they've been and what they stand for and all that. So, you know, it's why they feel that way, what difference it would matter to us.
Have you noticed that you're the big game for more teams now, that you've kind of established yourselves as, I mean, over the last decade, really? Have you noticed that this team kind of gets a lot of teams' best shots?
Patriots?
No, you guys.
The Ravens?
Yeah.
I think we get teams' best shots physically. Yeah, I think the people they make that a big deal every week. It seems like.
Coach, you just give an assessment of what you see in the Patriots defense.
Yeah, I think the safeties are all over the field. You know, and obviously, you know, they've made plays, they've made interceptions, they've been in the right spot, they've just kind of been difference makers. The corners are young, very talented, very very well coached technique-wise, and they've been in position and they've played really well. Mayo, the whole thing, you know, in some ways revolves around him. This guy's one of the best linebackers in football. It does it all. I think their outside backers are, in the, you know, obviously got the veterans there, and they're in the mold that they've always had there. Very, very solid physical discipline guys, and the front's very, very physical. I mean, just very big. Very good hands, two gappers most of the time. I think they're able to be very multiple. They can get in odd fronts, even fronts, play man coverage, play zone coverage, pressure you, not pressure you. It just looks like, you know, like they've always looked.
John, how's it been having Dean Pease on your staff, and is there any advantage to having him this week?
Oh, man, I hope so. We got our fingers crossed, but, you know, Coach Belichick's pretty wily, you know, and he knows Coach Pease is here. But no, that I don't think – I think that's a lot less of a part of it as opposed to just the type of person Dean is, the type of coach he is. You know, I go all the way back to college with him when I played, and he's just – I've always respected him, and he's brought a lot of great stuff to us, and I know our players really appreciate and respect him too, so he's been a big plus for us.
Okay, I think that's it, Coach. Thank you.
Great. Hey, appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks, John.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.